This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Department of Housing and Urban Development is giving out $46 million to help get veterans at risk for homelessness into real places to live. This is at a time when pandemic bans on evictions are coming to an end. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
About 37,000 veterans were homeless in the U.S. at last count in 2019, down from 74,000 in 2010. That's according to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Mary Beth Shin at Vanderbilt University has researched homelessness in the U.S. and says this money...
We can guess that that will house at least 5,000, maybe 6,000 veterans.
She says there's been political consensus to fund this housing voucher program every year, $50 million in 2011, $60 million in 2016.
So those are real numbers.
Last year, the program received about $40 million. She says the decrease in veteran homelessness could be used as an example of how to deal with housing insecurity for all Americans. Steve Berg with the National Alliance to End Homelessness agrees.
The big difference is the veterans, didn't they put some serious money behind it?
According to Veterans Affairs, there are currently about 83,000 veterans using vouchers through the program. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.